obviously Blake Pietila, David Johnstone, Riley Sweeney, Jimmy Davis, and Blake Pietila. So we've got six seasoned seniors who've really done a nice job for us. So there are tickets available for that Northern game here at home. So if you can't get tickets at Minnesota State, I'd tell you to get on there and get your tickets for that Northern Michigan game. It's going to be a wild game, I'm going to tell you that. So we got a little bit of hockey between then and now, and also our playoff series. There's good seats still available for that.
Well, speaking of the playoff series, too, Michigan Tech is letting everybody know that the Huskies Suite South is available for the first round of the WCHA playoffs. $1,000 per game, comes with 49 tickets. And, of course, reserved seats are obviously available, too, at $17 for adults and $5 for youth.
So. Sounds like a fun night out.
Oh,
sounds
I mean,
like
can
a
you,
fun night out. Grab your friends,
mean, cool
pull your money
be?
Together. Probably cost you about $20 each, and you get to sit in a suite. And, obviously, some of the amenities that come with that, whether it's food and beverages, adult beverages and whatnot, you can order. So I know my wife, for example, and her friends, they got a suite this year, buddies, and they had a great time. They had a great time. I know they do it every year, and they have a blast in there. I don't know how much hockey they watch, but they have a great time. But no, that's a good idea. So that suite is available for the playoff round. So that's great. Well, I'm sure somebody will take advantage of that. So
by the way, if you want to get on the horn right away and order this up, it's 487-2073 or by emailing tickets at mtu.edu. But it's first come, first serve, obviously.
Well, I know Mitch Lake, he'll probably be jumping on that, trying to get some of his friends. Does he have that many friends, Mitch?
I don't think. 49 friends? No, I don't think so.
But anyway, that's a great deal.
It is a great deal. But going back to the games this weekend, Coach, what was funny is really nothing got settled. I mean, nobody was eliminated. Nobody got home ice that wasn't already there.
Well, because of the sweeps, you had Ferris, Bemidji, and Northern Michigan all sweep, and they're all battling for that last playoff home position. So Ferris is only 2 points behind Bemidji and Northern Michigan. So those three teams are battling it out. And then, obviously, Lake State didn't play, but Anchorage and Huntsville lost. So those are the three teams battling out for two of the last three playoff positions. So you're right, nothing did get settled other than Bowling Green. They had an opportunity to catch either ourselves or Minnesota State. They couldn't catch both of us, but now they can't catch either one of us. I think we could, for us, if we lost all our games and Bowling Green won all their games, we'd be tied in points, but we have the tiebreaker. So that's really the only thing that sort of got determined this weekend, that they can't fall any we're below third place, and they can't move up any higher than third place, so they're locked in.
Okay, and Bemidji, what's really key about the Northern Michigan thing is that Bemidji has the tiebreaker over Northern Michigan.
Well, they do, but looking to this weekend, Ferris State and Bemidji play. So something's got to give in that series. So it's a great opportunity for Northern Michigan to make up some ground on one of those teams, at least one of the teams. They might not get ahead of Bemidji if Bemidji sweeps, but at least they'll get some separation between them and Ferris State. So a lot of intrigue as far as the league goes, and it'll go down to that last night. And like I said, I hope, you know, like I said, you know, we're right in the thick of things for that trophy, the Notton Cup, the last weekend, which we should be. You know, we've been a good team on the road. I know our guys have a lot of energy yesterday in practice, which is good to see. And they're excited. I'm going to have to make sure we just sort of temper them down a little bit. It's hard to sleep this week, Dirk.
Oh, I can imagine.
I can't, you know, it's just...
I mean, I can't wait to get down there. I can't wait for the other games to start, too, and to see the scores and, you know, watch
that's
our
game. It's exciting time,
and
that's what it's all about. Yeah. And that's why it's, you know, I think we're the only league where teams do not make the playoffs in college hockey. So all the other leagues, everybody makes the playoffs. And, you know, it does take some of that intrigue out and some of that you're playing for something. You know, I don't know if it's right or wrong, you know, like, but, you know, the basketball, NCAA basketball, everybody gets in their league tournament to have a shot at it. And I'm a coach that feels everybody should get in, but it does add some intrigue.
It makes for better hockey towards the end of the season.
Well, yeah, it keeps everybody honest a little bit. There's something on the line. So, it's going to be a crazy finish. It really is. And I'm just happy that we're in the upper half. You know, last year at this time, we were battling for home ice. I mean, we were just scraping, clawing, and doing whatever we could to get in home ice. And, you know, we ended up at Minnesota State in a huge series at the end of the year last year. So, you know, it's almost the same thing this year, this time around.
And if people are wondering why Coach is saying we cannot be caught by by Bowling Green is because they get highest in points, but the first tiebreaker is head-to-head if you play four games. We did not play four games against them, so the next tiebreaker goes to league wins. They cannot catch us in league wins, and that's correct.
So, and then we'd have to lose the remaining four games.
Then
they'd have to win the remaining four games for us to even get tied in points, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, they might win four games, but we're not losing four games, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's very exciting. We're so looking forward to the big series coming up. Now it does start at 7:30, our pregame's 8:07 drop of the puck, both Friday and Saturday night. And, Coach, last year, I mean, that building is so loud. It is one of the loudest buildings that there is, I think, in college hockey. And it's very exciting. The guy's adrenaline will probably be very high this year.
Well, and that's what you have to guard against. You know, there's a point where you get too excited. You get, you know, you're overexcited, and then you get out there and you got nothing. You know, like you just can't move. You know, I mean, you're drained mentally, and it becomes a physical thing. So we have to make sure that we keep our team even keel, and that's why I don't want to, you know, build it up to be the end all with our team. You know, we have to make sure it's we have to go in and take care of business on Friday. You know, there's a certain way we play. We always talk about the keys to winning on the road. We have not lost a league road game this year. We've only lost one road game all year. So we played extremely well, and I anticipate being the same here against a very good team, against really the top-ranked team in the country as far as the pairwise goes, which really mimics your strength of schedule, your opponents, and everything, and they're number one. So, they're going to be probably two or three in the country in the coaches' polls. So it's a little reversed. When they came up here, we were the number one-ranked team, undefeated at the time. They came up and beat us in two hard-fought games, two one-goal games that we lost. And we had the lead, in the one in the third period, and I believe the other one was tied. So close games. I expect the same thing down there. And like you said, it's a very noisy building. It's going to be packed. The air is going to be full of excitement and energy in that building. And that's what you want. As a player, you want to play in those environments. You know, it's like walking into the Coliseum, the Roman Coliseum with all the fans and the Tigers and all the excitement and energy and nervousness that comes with that. And you want to put yourself in a position to play in those games that are really meaningful. That's why you play the game. That's what you want to be in. And we put ourselves in a position to be in those games this time of year.
It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We are taking your questions at DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. When we come back, we'll ask Coach what's going to need to happen in practice this week and in the injury situation on determining what his roster is going to be heading down to Minnesota State. That's all part of the Mel Pearson Show when we come back right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies down at Minnesota State this weekend. Game time is at 8:07, both Friday and Saturday night. Of course, we'll have the broadcast starting at 7:30 with our pregame here on Mix 93. Wanted to talk to you a little bit, Coach, if we could, about, in such a monumental series, and I know where you don't want to get too big on this and too low on this or whatever, but a lot, I'm guessing a lot that goes on this week is going to